Parshas Kedoshim is it starts with the Chiyuv of Kedoshim Tiyu, and it essentially goes on afterwards to all sorts of mitzvahs, but what the mitzvah Kedoshim Tiyu is very not clear. So Rashi says Kedoshim Tiyu have a prushim min harayis min averis. Shekol makom shata moitzi gede erva ata moitzi kedusha. Like it says, Yishu zaynu chalola ni Hashem mekadishchem, lechal zayin ni Hashem mekadshoy, and so on. So Rashi says that kol makom that you find a ger erva, you find kedusha, and that's the mitzvah of kedushin to you. The Ramban is bothered by it. He says it can't be that. There are plenty of lavim on arayis. The parsha of Achayis and the Vachrei. There's not anything which. What is it sivui more than the chiyuvim given over there? If you're just going back to arayis, you're not really getting anything over here. So he says that. So Ramban learns that it's a chiyuv even kaddish asma mutzacha, very famous Ramban. But I'd like to understand Rashi a little bit. That Rashi does say that it's going on a rayas, and so what? Where does Rashi exactly fit in? What is he learning is the tziv of kedoshim? The psukim of Rashi brings rayas from psukim. Shekol makom shatamoytzi geder erva tamoytzi kedusha. Just isha zoyne v'chalol ani Hashem mekadishchem lochal zaroy in kedoshim you and so on. The Lechura, Rashi is bringing a ra'aya from things that are not really Isur Erva. Ish Zayin Chalol is a special din in Kahuna. It's a din mikoyach Kedushas Kahuna. It's a special halacha koyin. It's a lav. It doesn't count as one of the ra'ayas, really. So, Is that the raya? No, it's Rashi is being a raya that komok shat moitzi geder erva. This is a special loch in a kain that he's not allowed to marry a zayin, a chalol, a grusha. But if we need to find a raya that refraining from arayas is more the ketusha, that wouldn't be the lechur. That should not be the raya. There's another shaila here. It says in the pasuk. Kedoshim tiu ki kodesh oni ani Hashem alekeichem. So the Gemara dashes over here. Yochol kamoini tamloim ki kodesh oni. You know kedushas is the only kedushaschem. So the Gemara sort of the Chazal were bothered by the ki kodesh oni, like it's keilu something which is like a kodesh baruch hu, and he said no, it's not quite like a kodesh baruch hu. There's another place where you have an inyan of imitating Kadosh Baruch Hu. It says Valachta Bedrochov. Ma'ani rachu, ma'fatah rachu, ma'ani chan, afatah chanun, afatah hei chanun. There's no and over there, there's no havamina, no insertion of a disclaimer like ma'ani rachu, ma'fatah rachu, yochol kamayni, Talmud Leim, or something other. And over there, behedya, the limud is to be like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Here it's sort of tall. It says Kedoshim Tiyu Ki Kodesh Ani Hashem Lekeichem. So over here, the pasuk is just toilet. You should be Kedoshim. Over there, the chiyuv is to do like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to be like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why is there no disclaimer? Don't think that you can be like me. Kamashan at not. Strange taka. The Zohar Kodesh over here says that. He points out something. It says Kedoshim Tiyu, Lechura the mitzvah should be Kedoshim Heyu. You should be Kedoshim. Why is it Kedoshim Tiyu? Loshen Asid. I mean, it's a tzivui now. At the moment of the tzivui, each mitzvah over here is to do exactly what you're supposed to do. What's Kedoshim Tiyu? So the Zohar Kodesh, it's hard. It's part of a flow of a shakotai over there. But the Mashmos says kedilu kilu. It says that tchila boy inish leidakor v'charkalis kadosho. that first a person needs to be mitayim himself, and then he could possibly be mekayem himself. In other words, it's not possible to give someone outright a tziv of kedoshim. You can't be a kaddish unless you go through a process of tahara first, and that's why it says it. I think more or less, that's mashmos of what his point is. But I like to try a little bit to talk about mizbeinin in Rashi Shita and understand a little bit. I wanted to pick out two tirutzim on Rashi that I think they come from one shorish. And one makom it says, I saw in the, as Reb Tzadik says over here, that in the midst of Kedoshim, let's first, the Shem Shmuel says, Kol makom shata moitzi geder erva ta moitzi kedusha, that it's over here, if you find a geder erva, then you find kedusha. In other words, the dogish is not on zehiris and arayis, the dogish is on making gedarim. So it's, and in a certain sense, it would be similar to what Ramban is saying. In other words, the inyan of kedusha is found not in the abstention from an avera, not the abstention from arayis, but the pursuing gedarim varayis. Kol makos atamoytze geder erva atamoytze kedusha. That's one way of explaining Rashi. Reb Tzadik says a point, and that's the kud I want to go with, and I think it's olo b'kanechas. That kedoshim tiyu, the chiyuv is kedoshim tiyu ki kadosh ani Hashem lekeichem. That the person be nimna from all those inyanim with the gather of doing it for a certain tachlis. Like it says, a person shouldn't say Efshiba and so on, but he should say it, but a person should be doing it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzaveh, along that line. So in other words, Kedoshim tiyu ki kadosh ani Hashem lekeichem, the value of the kedusha lies in the going towards a certain tachlis of kadosh ani. That's what Reb Tzadik explains it. Very similar to what it says by mitzvah starachoik, that a person shouldn't say efshiba, but a person should say efshiba ma esa kadosh baruch hu wants it. And over there it also says an inyan of kedusha. Over there it says that because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mikadosh kal Yisrael. I want to get a little bit into this nekuda and understand what it's about. The Rambam says, when you're talking about nevuah, so the Rambam says, when a person wants to attain nevuah, he has to be a chacham, a gibor, an asher, and so on. So the Rambam explains each one of these inyanim in line with what he feels is relevant for nevuah. Obviously, the kipshutay of it is not relevant. I mean, physically strong is not really relevant. So Rambam says he's a gibor, someone who is always, his das is always menatzeach his chaymer. That's the in other words, the Rambam Sotar says his das is, and seichel always has the upper hand on his ritzoinus and taivus and so on. That's the Rambam by Nevuah. The pshat in it, so this is needed for Nevuah. It's not, the Rambam doesn't talk about it in lishenis of like he deserves being a Navi, he's a tzaddik. Well, Rambam should have said, I mean, the Rambam is fatah in Gemara. So Libur Rambam, the Gemara should have said that person is a tzaddik. A Kaddish Baruch Hu chooses tzaddikim, likes tzaddikim, and if he's going to give Nevuah, he'll give it to a tzaddik. No, the Rambam gives it a very special hagdara, and the Rambam also in his Ikarim, his Gimli Ikarim, in Chelek, his Akdamot Chelek, when he speaks about that Kashbaruch is menabe bni Adam, he also speaks about a person who's gotten his seichel to very high darga. So I want to explain the nekuda here. We live in a world within a world. In other words, the world that greets our senses is a very physical world, and our taivas and fantasies are our tfisa of those inyanim. So if a person, lamashal, if a person's appetite is whetted by some sort of, I don't know, fancy cake, let's say, and the person is very into it, and the person thinks about it, and that's nitfas by the person as good, and so on. So that's the world that he lives in. That's the reality he lives in, and that's his metzias. Ideas are ideas, and they're very nice, but that's not the world, and there's no tfis in anything. Those are things that he has tfis in. When a person, and as long as a person has that type of tfisa, then there is no tfisa that there's something beyond it. Sometimes when you have a young boy learning Gemara, and he's caught up in a case in the Gemara, and you try to sort of gently point out the principle behind it, and you know, if a person is immature enough, he doesn't, like, he'll say, no, but this is what happened. But what's the principle? This is simply a case of expressing a certain principle, and let's deal with the etzem halacha rather than what happened. That takes a certain level of maturity, a certain level of conceptualizing, and so on. A person with a very pashat havana, with a very physical havana, focuses on the mashal, and the nimshal is kind of okay. It's part of the story is a nimshal, but the main thing is the story. The slivus and the spilus will be for the mashal. The nimshal is what you have, the price you have to pay for a mashal. But that's not the atzmius of it. A person who is a bal seichel will be maimik. He'll see the nimshal, and the mashalim are different ways of explaining it. But you can explain it this way, explain it that way. Sometimes a person who's very posh will get caught up on the words. No, he said it this way, he said it that way. But the point is this. There's a different ways you can express it. This way, express it that way. But there's a central point here. There's an axis around which all these little k'nei go and pick up that. It has to do with a certain dry maturity of seichel. But more than that, in nafshius, it has to do with a person's sense of reality. A person that is physical, a person that is soaked in physicality, then everything is physical. As a person draws away from it, a world of ideas, of ruchnius, or even just sichlius, starts to appear on the horizon. But so long as a person is caught up in the physical world, then everything else doesn't exist. The famous story with Oisa Ish and Biasi, where they were talking about the innkeeper, the woman who ran the inn, and Rabbi Yossi said, what a fine woman she is, and Oisa Ish commented, but her eyes are not so pretty, they're red, they're this, they're that. And they were both talking about two separate people. One was talking about a goof, because that's the world he lived in, and Bemela, the Noah, it addresses the color and the structure, and in the world of Rabbi Yossi, this is the world of a person. Is a different world. You're talking about the tuv in a person. You're talking about the hatov of a person, so on. So the world that we live in, that each person lives in, the reality lives in, depends on what his metzias is. As long as a person lives in one world, the other world is not there, and b'meila, a person can't communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam says that this is a necessity for nevuah, It's a necessity for Nevuah because HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists beyond that world. And as long as our world of reality is the physical world, there's no communication. There's no way to hear the Kol Hashem. It's only if a person is beyond that, if he's gotten out of that circle, that it's shayach for him to communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's give a dugma. Let's give a mashal that we sense. People say that blind people have a very sharp sense of hearing. Kilo HaKadosh Baruch Hu compensates. It's not true. What is very true is, if a person sees a picture and he hears sounds, he is caught up with the picture, and the sounds make less of an impression. They don't command the attention that the visual input commands. And therefore, if you see somebody who's very handsome, he could say Narishkeiten, but people vote for him because they see the tzura. They don't. If they had to just listen, they would say, I don't know, the person saying is Narishkeiten. It doesn't make any sense. But once they're caught up in a visual world, the audio world, it doesn't have that same strength. The person misses out a lot. The person doesn't hear because he's very involved. His mind is involved with the audio input. When a person lo aleinu is a saginor, and he has no visual input, so now his mind is totally focused on the audio, and that's why things that he missed out before. It's not kilu, it sharpened. The sense in terms of the ears didn't sharpen. In terms of his brain's perception, in terms of his being in a world of audio, of hearing the slight noise of a car coming down the street, hearing the noise of somebody coughing, hearing this, that, and the other thing, that becomes extremely pronounced because that's his world now. I remember during the Yom Kippur War in Eretz Yisrael, I was there, they had a blackout, total blackout. And the amount of stars that you could see in the sky was mind-boggling. They weren't turned off before, but as long as the lights were turned on, then the eye was tefes the lights and not the stars. When the lights got turned off, then the eye looked up and saw the entire world of stars. That's how our chushim work. That's the klal. In the world in the big world of ruchnis and gashmias, the world of in the physical world, as long as a person is caught up in the physical world, he can't reach over into the other world. And it's only when that's subsided, it's only when when he's no longer in that physical world, that the ruchnistic world becomes a real world. That reality creates a problem in a person's avoda, because let's give a mashal. A person is walking. Let's take that same mashal with the stars. Two people are walking down a road, and it's a dark road, and they have a very strong lantern to light up the way. And one person turns to the other and says, you know, it's a waste of the oil. You can extinguish it, and the light of the stars will be, or the moon will be strong enough to light up the way. I look up, there are no stars. There's no moon. What are you talking about? And if I extinguish it, I don't have matches to light it again. So what do I do? So there's going to be, the reality will be that I am going to extinguish light. And only once the light is extinguished will I perceive a new light. As long as I'm in one framework, it all seems to me a shlila. It seems to me something negative. And I don't see anything positive. It's only after I've done the negative activity that I actually begin to see the positive reality that has appeared. So in this big avoida of a person pulling away from one world of reality to another world of reality, there's going to be a dark area where he only perceives it as a negation of something before he actually perceives it as something of yesh. Arayus is probably the strongest experience of physicality. It's the strongest hanah. And the two areas, the Rambam in Kedusha, the Sefer, it's called Kedusha, deals with two areas, Achila and Arayis, Machalas Asuris and Isuri Bia. In other words, the two most profound anchors to the world of the physical lies in Bia, in Isuri Bia, and Machalas Asuris. Those are those two worlds. A person that's in it, it's not enough. In other words, the person A, the avoda lies not only in not doing the averis, but it's very different, the muscle, than shatness. In shatness, for instance, it's also to wear shatness. Should a person make gedorim for shatness? Yeah, there are rabbanans associated with it, but those gedorim are more on the practical level, like muktzah for Shabbos. What are the things that a person needs to do in order to be sure that he's not going to wear shatness? He can't sit on something that's shatness; it might cover him. Those are practical. They're practical gedorim. The getter itself has no value other than the simply being nizer, like esita mishmerzei shmati, practical staying away. Masha'ein kein, in the world of Arayus, a person needs to understand that it starts with the things that are asur mamish. But in the harchaka from Arayus, a person is drawing closer to something else. It's not the harchaka is not just so that a person shouldn't be oiva. I mean, the Mishnah says that if shnius were mutter, they'd be oiva and Arayus. Also, there is that element. Also, of course, these are things that nafsha adam chamdasan and a person is nimshachtit. That's true, but in the matara of gedorim in Arayus is because it's like two poles, and the idea is to pull away from one pole so as to get to the other pole. That's the tachlis of it. In Macholas Asuris and in Macholas Asuris and Bias Isurbia, the Torah is pulling us into a direction, and that's called Kedusha. So Kedusha starts with pulling away, and that's why it's very interesting. There's a steer in the word Kedusha. We define it halachically as Isurim. A person's mekadesh a woman. What does the Kedushin do? What the Kedushin does is that she's not allowed to live with anybody else. All the Kedushin accomplished was an Isser, what you can't do. So where is the positive point of it? A person is makdish something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What happens? He does nothing. When he's makdish to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it becomes Usser for anything of Choyl and so on. So in all those cases, the only thing a person perceives is the Isser. What's not? So how do we talk about a Kodesh Baruch Hu as Kodesh? What's Ki Kodesh Ani Hashem? You can't say on a Kodesh Baruch Hu that Kodesh Baruch Hu's Maile is that he doesn't have, doesn't ring right. Klal Yisrael is Goy Kodesh. Mamlechas Kanim v'Goy Kodesh. The answer is that for the person who is standing on this side of the divide, which in a certain sense is every person is born that way. The Rabbeinu Bechaya, Chavis Alvavis says one of the reason why we have such a difficult struggle with between Tov and Ra, the physical and the spiritual, is because the default setting is physical. A person is born as a physical being in a world that the first thing that greets him are sensual things. What he sees, what he hears, what he feels, what he smells. The child doesn't have any sichlius for a long time, and his only world is physical, warm, sweet. Those are the sensations that come first. So the primacy of our information, of our reality, is physical. So the Torah, when it addresses the physical person, when it addresses the person Basher Husham to start with, then the world of mitzvahs, of kedusha, are always seen as being negative, isurim, and you're not allowed to do something like that, and so on. But that's misleading, because if a person is just looks at it as negative, he's not going to take it very far. So listen, this is usur. We'll make a little margin around it, and that's it. With that, I was yoytze. The pasuk tells us here, kedoshim, means that ki kodesh ani Hashem. You have to pull away, not because you're pulling away from here, but because you're going to there. Even though the only thing you know over here is that this is that you don't have a sense of what's there. You only know that you're misrachik from here. So being misrachik from here won't work unless I understand that it's going there. The more I'm misrachik here, the closer I'm getting there. And I may not see the there yet, but that's where I'm going to. I think that's the pshat. That's what Reb Tzadik means. That the chiyuv here is. So first thing, that's the pshat. The gedder in our eyes. Kol mokom shata moitze gedder our eyes. It's not the iser, but in gedurim itself, you begin to see the positive value of kedusha. You begin to see a positive, the positive side of kedusha. But what Reb Tzadik says is. The I need to bring you to there. There's a gewaldic diuk in the Gemara. It says in the famous in the Gemara of the Nazir Echad Bedorim, Shemat Tzadik never used to eat from a karm of a Nazir, and he said because he's a choyter, and then once this Nazir came and he said that he saw his beautiful hair and so on and so forth, and he said, "Lo matam izgor boilav sheina shalcha agalechacha l'shem shemayim, agalecha l'shemayim, shem shem shemayim," and that he ate. So, what happened over there? Why was Shimon HaTzadik so thrilled with it? So I was thinking, a nazir is a chayte. It says somebody that's mitzayir atzmai from this world. Is a chayte, kavuchayim from a nazir, mazir shleitzia atzma ela b'yayin, certainly that. On the other hand, we know that precious is a big mile and kedusha is a mile and so on. Where's that divide? The answer is like this: if a person is tzir atzmai, if a person's deher in avoda is what he's not doing, that person is a chayte. And that's why it says in the Gemara many times they become tamei and they would have charata, they would sort of get mired in all the halachas. It was like a trap, they couldn't get out of it. And they would have charata on it and so on. That's why they're choytim. So somebody whose attitude about Nazirus is that it's, you know, I'm not allowed to have Hanoah in this world, that person will get caught up in the problems and will definitely be chayte. And that's why he didn't eat it. He said, "Agalecha l'shamayim." In other words, he said, I can go with my beauty, I can go in one direction, and that's the Yitzhar Miskabalov. I can take my beauty and offer it up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, it's not the pshat he was doing something to get away from something, but he was doing it, he was bringing it letoiv. He understood if there's an akud in this, in Yoifi, which has married a person to the Shoil Tachtis, then Yoifi itself, if you just make a U-turn, that could take you l'shamayim. In the Galecha l'shamayim, that's where he saw it. That's where he saw his Maila. So the Torah tells you, yes, we just finished the Parsha of Arayas, and all of those things are usur. But I want you to understand, don't do it because you can't do it, because you're not allowed to do it, or even because they're bad in themselves. Do it because k'doshim tiyu ki kodesh oni. The reason you're doing it is because going the other direction is where you'll find me. That's where you'll find me. So the tachlis in the yonim of al yom adam efshiba, it's not because I can't, but because I want to go in the other direction. That's the goy kodesh. So kedusha comes in two perceptions. The first perception of kedusha is the iser, the havdalah, the afrasha, the geder shaboy. So when a person is mekadesh an isha, the first perception of that is that she's aser. I've asered her. She's taking on isurim. A person is magdish a behema, it's aser. Klal Yisrael is kadosh. They have a lot of isurim. That's the first perception, and that is the correct perception of for us. But that's not really what kedusha is. Kedusha is entering another world where as he closes this light, a whole sky of stars appears. It's lit up. And that's so the person may not inherit it now, may not live it now. But he needs to understand that that's where he's going to. It's true because that's the tachlis of this avoda, and it's true because it's the only way a person can keep doing not doing things, is because a person can't live with not doing things. A person needs to make his life with a tachlis, and the tachlis is to go to some place where a whole world will come alive for him of things that are kedusha. So the parasha of Rashi is learning that the parasha of kedushim is it's giving a whole new havan and tfisa to these inyanim. The Gemara says, Chazal say, and the Mesil Sharm takes this as the cornerstone of avodas Hashem in the world of kedusha. He says, Other mekadesh is atzmi me'at lemata, mekadesh is habi milamala. So one darg is one way of understanding it. The first way is the siyata shmaya that's needed for it, and so on. But it's the tsura of the way this avoda comes to a person. The being misrachik from tachtoinim is the person's avoda. Let's give a mashal. Let's say you have a spaceship going between two planets. So the first stage requires a tremendous push to push away from the gravity of the first planet. As he reaches a certain midpoint, or further a little bit, all of a sudden he's pulled into the orbit of a new world. And that takes over. As long as he was being pulled or within the grasp of the first world, the second world didn't really didn't exhibit any pull on it. But as soon as he's pulled free from the first world, he's now passing on to the second world. The avodah of kedusha is to break free from one world, and it allows the other world automatically to take it. A person who's a ruchnistic person is drawn to ruchnius automatically. Things start becoming very easy once that becomes your world. So let's see it in the world of Maisa. It's nageya. One thing is that a person needs to understand there are certain averis where the iser is limited to the thing itself, and as long as the person is reasonably sure that he's going to be nimna from the iser, there's no point really in being machmir more and so on. And to be mekadesh yourself in mutar l'chol, like Ramban says, doesn't apply really to those areas. Certainly not on first glance. But there are things in the world, in the big avoidus, which is to take a person away from a world of physical musagim and bring him to a world of ruchnistic musagim. There is the gedorim for us. The gedorim are where the avoda lies. It's in that same mashal where a person is pulling himself away from one planet to get the other planet. He measures his progress by how far he's pulled away from one place. That's how the progress he's measured himself. As long as in that phase, the progress will be measured by how little pull does that world have on me. And that's a long part of our avoda before the other pull really kicks in. Secondly, it also means in the avoda that we do in that world of kedusha, we need to deherit as drawing close to something. If learning doesn't go well for a person, and it's hard, it's hard to break his head on it. It's hard. And one of the reasons is because learning is a very, very ruchnistic activity. Everything physical about the person rebels against it. His feet, his hands. It's not something that's easy to get in that mode. But as a person, so when a person fights with himself, struggles with himself, if a person understands, I'm doing it to get to a point where this will be my natural world, it makes it doable. As long as you only see yourself as fasting tanesim, if a person fasts tanesim, it's hard. It's hard to fast tanesim. When a person is dieting, let's say, there's a world of difference if it's because the doctor told him to diet or because he wants to look good for pictures. Much easier to look good for pictures than if the doctor tells you. The doctor tells you, all you know is if you're going to eat, you're going to get sick with this, that, or the other thing. But if you want to look good for a picture, then was haste. I mean, I'm looking better day to day. I'm seeing it as coming into something rather than just withdrawing from something. It's very hard to withdraw from something. It's quite doable to move towards something. So understanding that there's a kedushim to you, that I have to put that nekuda ki kodesh oni. If you're drawing away from the world of arayas, then you're beginning to draw into the world of kedusha. The less the physical, the less arayas and achila has a hold on you, the more you'll begin to enjoy the world of davening, of learning, of being mated to somebody, and so on. And the world of mitzvahs, that starts becoming the hanoah. But that hanoah won't be there as long as you have a more prominent hanoah. Prominent meaning it's more visible. More as long as your eyes are seeing X, they're not going to, your mind is not going to be nana from why. We're middle Sefiras HaOmer here. And Sefiras HaOmer is fascinating. Sefiras HaOmer consists of two parts. There are 49 days that we count, and we count backwards. In other words, where we've come from, which is quite, you know, different than you know what you'd expect. And everybody says terutzim on it, because as long as you're Mitzrayim dik, as long as shakua memta sharetuma, you're not going any place. The only thing we see is it's like when you're climbing a mountain. As long as you climb the mountain and you haven't reached the peak, you can only look down and see how far you've come from where you came from. The moment you reach the peak, then you see everything that's ahead of you. You make that transition from what was to where you're going to. That's sort of the midpoint between the two pulls on a person. So we count 49 days, and because that's where we're coming from, and that's our avoda, that's where we have to count. The moment we've reached the 49th day, Torah comes on the 50th. The chamishim yoim, but that doesn't require us to work anymore. That's already the mekatzay simol maila. That's once we've pulling out of a certain tug is an avoda. Once we've reached that midpoint, we just need to let ourselves go. And that world will absorb us. The Mamlechas Kanim V'Goy Kaddish kicks in once we've left the Tumas Mitzrayim. A person needs to understand that, A, as long as he has a candle of Chalev in his hands, as long as he's Shakua, as long as the pleasures of life are intensely physical experiences, then he can't see the hanah of a ruchnistic world really, because that's, you know, when the person has a flashlight in front of him, the stars just don't, you know, he has a lantern, the stars just don't shine. Even though one will say, ah, the stars are so much brighter, it doesn't make a difference. That's the way it is. And it takes a certain amount of blind persistence, because to say shut the lantern now, when you don't feel yet the radiance of the stars, is takes a lot of emunah, takes a lechtech achai b'midbar v'eretz le'zeruah. You, when you start following a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're going no place. When you're standing in the fat of Mitzrayim, and all you see around you is a midbar, but and that's the tchilas avoda. A person is the tchilas avoda is the surim of on dvaran dat nafshas adam chamdasan, and it's a very tough avoda. To pull away from anything that gives us pleasure is very tough. To do it requires the understanding ki kodesh ani, that beyond that peak you're going to find a kodesh baruch hu. That's what the Zohar means. Kdoshim tiyu. The tzivui for kdoshim is for what will be, whereas most mitzvahs realize now, put on tzitzis, I put on tzitzis, so I have the mitzvah tzitzis. Kedusha will lie past a certain point, and once a person reaches that point, so the person needs to know that he's driving for a certain point. The person needs to know that when he'll reach that point, all the work, it's not uphill all the way. Once he's reached the top, it becomes extremely easy. That becomes his world, that becomes his mitzias. And he's pulled by the other world. There's a mashchein even a rutzach recha. But he first has to get away from the thing that nafsha shadam chamdasan. Once a person has that, then a person, he enters the world of ruchnias, and it becomes his world. It's interesting because this is the world that he's part of. For every person, his profession interests him because that's the world that he's part of. If he's outside, picking up a textbook about X, Y, or Z is not interesting. It's not relevant. It's not part of my world. But when it becomes your world, that's when it becomes interesting. So we should zeicha that the 49 days that we count is our hefek kedusha. That's the part that we draw away from something, the only thing we see is that each shire of tumah that we're leaving, that's what we see, that's what we do here. But we know that when we get to the Yom HaChamishim, then a big world of ruchnius waits for us. And at a certain point, if a person draws away from things that distract him and pushes, then at some point he breaks through into a metzias of ruchnius that's his world. He becomes part of Kedusha. Kedusha is no longer what isn't, but Kedusha becomes Kikadish on Yashem.